Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just stay home tomorrow. That is the words of the president. Moneypenny, do we see anything about a live feed from the president coming in from Fox News? Nothing yet. It is imminent. It is on its way, hopefully. And when we do that, we will take you to the president's remarks to the nation as he prepares to say goodbye. We have no idea. I'm sorry? Oh, I would imagine he probably did tape it. So we will see what happens with this, see what he has to say this afternoon. Again, my advice, the president's advice, stay home tomorrow. No need to go anywhere. Don't go down to Columbia. Don't go anywhere where you could possibly get in trouble. Because we found out with that one guy here in South Carolina, they can track you on your phone, right? Well, Charlie, they'll never use your phones to track you. My rear end. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. So be very careful. Hopefully nothing's going to happen tomorrow. Hopefully everything is going to go off without a glitch. And everybody's talking about the riots. Do you remember, though? Let's just go back 4 years ago. Do you remember the riots on Inauguration Day 4 years ago? Nobody was warning you to stay home. They're trying to set you up. All right? They're trying to set you up. Don't fall for their trap. Someone says, I'm going to buy groceries. Good. Good. Pick me up some peanut butter. I'm a little low. Always seem to be in that case here in the house. So you guys just be safe tomorrow. Just be safe. From now on, be safe. Because they are looking for you to mess up. That's exactly what they're doing. Mitch McConnell is now blaming the president for the riot at the Capitol building. Here is what he said, blaming the president.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night. We certified the people's choice for their 46th president. Tomorrow, President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will be sworn in.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Did you miss this part of the speech, Mitch?
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
I guess Mitch didn't get that feed in his office there on Capitol Hill. I guess that wasn't part of it. Smooth peanut butter, please. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. From the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307 on your Tuesday afternoon. So now you've even got Mitch McConnell. So the deep state is deep. The deep state is deep, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Donald Trump was the new boss in a company where everybody was stealing. Everybody was stealing in that company, and he was there to root them out. And he did a fairly good job with what he had. He did a fairly good job. We've seen who the real enemies of the United States are, the people that would sell us out to China. Let's go to William. Is William in Michigan? How are you, sir?
Yes. Enduring. Enduring is the only word that covers it.
So are you actually in Michigan right now?
Yeah.
Tell us about your election. How did you feel about that? What happened in Michigan?
Well, as usual, you have to follow the money.
Right.
What I believe is that we have an undiagnosed mental illness in this country called the love of money. And it's gone undiagnosed here since World War II, but not by oligarchs, enemies of this country. So let's look at it in the bigger picture, reality. Both sides have been bought out by being whispered to. We got two down the other. They've changed our country into a plutocracy right before our very eyes. Just like David Copperfield can make a jet look like it disappears.
Right.
This looks like a democracy, but it's a plutocracy.
Yeah.
And the $500 million for the 12 days of presidency just about proves it. How many pairs of tennis shoes or diapers would that have bought? Since World War II, these rich kids born with silver spoons in their mouths have formed corporations. And this insatiable desire for more is a mania, just like kleptomania.
Yeah, right.
And it blends in with prosperity oh so well. And even the Christian Bible says the love of money is the root to all evil. But that first word throws you.
Mm-hmm.
The love of money is an insatiable desire the human brain cannot curb. So I'm simply saying this. You wouldn't drive your car without an oil filter on it, would you, sir?
Not for long. No.
Then why are we driving our government without a mental health filter on it? They want the National Guard to be vetted with mental health MMPI, sir, but not Congress, not the president who can push the big guns.
Yeah.
They want a little old
right
gun owner.
That.
They want right about it. This is veracity with which I speak. I brought 12 grandkids, two great-grandbabies, and five beautiful daughters into this, and it was not like this back then.
Right.
So here's what I say. Do a computer printout, one of these smart kids, all the way back to World War II, and show me every face and name that signed a bill that put us into debt with China. Then show me their immediate family members' bank accounts to 1 to 3 to 5 years later, and you'll see they grew exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
The enemies of this country, oligarchs, are in World War III as we speak, but it's not conventional warfare. It's for control of the oil fields on this planet, and we had the largest reserve held back since World War I.
I believe this is a war much like the Cold War with Reagan and Khrushchev, where we're just – that to me was World War III. I appreciate you calling in, William. Thank you very much. He's right. I mean, why do we allow people who are socialist, who are communist in this country, yet, I mean, in our government, but yet we've got National Guardsmen who may or may not have been members of the NRA, and they get booted out of the detail. Laura's in Simpsonville. Laura, good afternoon. You're on the Charlie James Show.
Hey, Charlie. This is amazing to me. The guy that's just on is completely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
One of my things that's scaring me as I listen to the news and all these little sound bites, this is sounding more and more like a third world banana republic.
What time
in our history have we ever had to sign in a new president? I don't want to say swear in because I don't like what they're doing up there with the Bible. But, like, I don't know, Cuba, Fidel Castro, Venezuela. You have to have armed guards up there while he's being sworn in. Why would you do that if it wasn't a problem for most of the people in the United States? And then you've got 22,000 of these poor kids up there that are National Guard. They aren't even trained in weapons. They don't have a weapon. So, again, this is like a third world country. Who do you put between your dictator and the rest of the world? You put the peasants, the unarmed people of citizenry, that you don't care if they're shot.
Yeah, and that's exactly what William was talking about when you talk about a plurocracy. And it is. I mean, it's them against us. Now,
and this is a volunteer army.
Right. They're the ones that are getting rich. They're the ones that are making all the money. And Laura, I appreciate you calling in. This is what gives rise to populism. Now, I never have problems. I'm pretty much a populist. I'm A-okay with that. I'm all right with that. That's why I respected. I didn't like Bernie Sanders, but at least for a time in his campaign when he was running against Hillary, I respected Bernie Sanders because he just said, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And he didn't mince words, and he didn't care who he made mad. He just said what he said. And then come to find out, you know, he gets a new house on a lake, and all of a sudden he's rooting for Hillary Clinton. So he got bought out, and then he claims that, you know, writing a book is not capitalism, but that's a different story. But Bernie Sanders was the Democrat version of a populist. I don't have a problem with it because this is what happens when you have the plutocracy like William was talking about. It's 4:15 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump has released a video announcement, basically a farewell address. We're going to try to bring you some of those cuts coming up in as soon as we possibly can right here on the program. So hang in there with us this afternoon. Let's go to Robbie in Powdersville. Robbie, good afternoon. You're on the Charlie James Show.
How's it going, Charlie? Doing all right today?
I'm doing fantastic, buddy. Appreciate you calling in. What's up?
Well, I've been thinking about the current state of the nation and, the horrible thing that happened up at the Capitol a few weeks ago.
Right.
However, that being said, being realistic, I look at what they're doing to conservatives. We're being demonized as ISIS or Nazis. Some of them are hinting that we need to be put in reprogramming camps.
Yeah.
And
Katie Couric.
And, of course, they're censoring us left and right. The First Amendment is being torn to shreds. The election process now has been compromised, obviously.
Right.
The courts aren't working for us. The legislature seems to have turned against us. What do they expect is going to happen when we no longer have a voice? I mean, it's just like any other group. Once their voice is taken, they lash out. And I'm afraid on the current road we're on, we're going to see more incidents like what happened at the Capitol. Whether it's right or wrong, it's human nature. When you no longer have a voice, you lash out.
I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to really come out with what their intentions are for the future of this country and the people that supported the president. They've already, I mean, Katie Couric, like you said, was talking about reprogramming. How do we reprogram these people? It's not us that needs to be reprogrammed because it's not us that have been indoctrinated. They're the ones that have been indoctrinated. And I'm telling you what, if these numbers are right or wrong or whatever, there's still 75 million of us strong out there. 75 million. We have a hell of a lot of power in this country. But we need to all row in the same direction. Right?
I think it's time now to start getting ready for what I see happen in a lot of elections. You really don't hear anything about candidates, especially other than Lindsey Graham, your mainstream candidates.
You don't hear
about anybody until right around election time.
Yeah.
I think it's time now to start grooming someone to go in there in 2022,
absolutely,
2024, and
absolutely
actually do something.
You are exactly right, Robbie. You are exactly right. Appreciate you calling in, buddy. Thank you. And that is there's a group out there that wants to do just that. I'll tell you about those folks in just a second. Let's go to James in Greenville. James, how are you on this Tuesday afternoon?
I'm doing great.
All right. What's
on
your mind?
The same.
I am, yeah.
Okay.
What's up?
Well, some people are surprised at how far we have gone down the road to socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it. But do you remember, well, you probably don't, but I'm 88 years old, so I remember Khrushchev. I think he took his shoe off and banged on the stand with it.
Right.
And proclaim the fact that we don't have to declare war on the United States. The United States is going to crumble from within. And having come out of the service in 1954, I remember guys could stay out of the draft as long as the old man had enough money to keep them in college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first thing you know, these guys had their master's degree, and they went on and got their PhD, and what do? They end up teaching at all of our colleges and universities.
Right.
And the great intelligentsia think they know best what is good for us, and that is not what we fought for in World War II and again in the Korean War. Now, the subsequent little skirmishes after that, we lost about as many men in them as we did in the main wars.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've lost our way somewhere.
Yeah, we have. You're exactly right. And I think you were right about that. I mean, these people, they started teaching in our colleges and universities. And listen, this has been going on for a while. I mean, they talked about it. They talked about the long, slow walk through our institutions. That's what's going on right now. That's how they try to take over. James, appreciate you calling in this afternoon. A pleasure talking to you. Man, I'm just gobsmacked at how this country is going. There are some groups out there. I got an email from them this morning, and they're a group that basically vets candidates. That's what they do. I'm trying to find this email right now, but I've got a ton of them to scroll through. And that's their job. We're going to try to get them on the program and talk with them about what they do, how they do it. But listen, Greenville County Republican Party, Spartanburg County, all of the counties around here, your political parties have got to do better. I know you're doing good. Got to do better at vetting candidates, at letting us know who these candidates are. I know you can't really, you know, pick a side here in the primaries, but we've got to know what these candidates believe before we vote for them in the primary, or what happened in the first congressional district is going to happen here. And it is disgusting to sit back and watch Nancy Mace, who's now talking about censuring people like Ted Cruz and others and Josh Hawley and all of these others for nothing more than standing up and saying, listen, let's just even take a look at some of the stuff that was going on in this election. Let's just take a brief pause and have a look at what happened. And she wants to, this woman is poison. She is now, I am officially declaring her toxic. She maced the GOP in South Carolina. Nancy Mace did what her name says. She maced the GOP. And it's going to take a while to get over that burn. We'll talk more about her coming up because, man, I have never been, I did not vote for her in the primary. I'm happy to say that. I'm sitting back and I'm thinking, you know, maybe Joe Cunningham would have been better than her. Maybe, and you're right, somebody just said close the primary. I agree. Close the primary. Two things. Close the primary, give us some means to recall politicians here in South Carolina. Those two things will go a long way in giving a lot of accountability and restoring confidence to our election process. I honestly believe that. Got to hit a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So why is housing called a market? What do you buy at a market? You buy a product, right? So therefore, you either go and you buy a product in the housing market or you rent a product in the housing market. Since when does the United States government get to come in and tell you that you have to offer a product for free? Joining us right now is Caleb Kruckenberg. He is a litigation counsel with the NCLA, broad legal experience, often adverse to the government. Let's talk to him right now. Caleb, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Was that a decent analogy where housing is a product?
Absolutely. You know, my organization, the New Civil Liberties Alliance, I represent a number of landlords across the country in a lawsuit against the CDC. And basically, the CDC has told my clients they have to provide free rental housing to their tenants until they say otherwise. And
right.
it's just for the foreseeable future.
So I'm wondering what document gives the CDC the authority to do something like that?
Well, there's really not.
Oh, and, well, that's unusual.
You know, what the CDC issued an order back in September where they said basically that state courts cannot operate housing court because of COVID-19, and they cannot allow state courts to allow eviction proceedings. Mm-hmm. And but the CDC was invoking a statute that Congress passed back in the 1940s that basically said that the CDC has some very limited authority to do things like impound livestock or quarantine people when they're entering the country. Mm-hmm. And basically the CDC said, actually, that means we can do anything at all that we want to, as long as we can argue that it's related to the pandemic. And so we're going to shut down housing court nationwide.
So you don't get to evict anybody, no matter how far back they owe you rent.
So I have a client right now who has a tenant who has not paid him rent since March of 2020. Mm-hmm. And last I checked, that tenant owed him more than $14,000 in back rent. And there's nothing he can do. He can't get the rent from the tenant, and he cannot make her leave. But he has to provide, a suitable house. He has to provide utilities, mow the lawn, do maintenance, all that other stuff. And if he doesn't, he could be sued because housing court isn't shut down. The tenant can still sue him for not providing a safe house. Mm-hmm. It's just the court is not allowed to issue an eviction order and have that tenant be removed, even though she doesn't pay rent.
So if the hot water heater goes out, the owner still has to go in and replace the hot water heater.
Absolutely. And if he doesn't, he can be sued and have to pay the tenant money. But she doesn't have to pay him any rent.
So how much further is this going to go? Because I know folks on the squad, AOC, all those folks, they want to continue this thing, like you said, and for the foreseeable future. But this is money every month that these landlords count on as income.
Right. And, one of my clients told me, he said, this is my livelihood.
Right.
You've taken away my entire livelihood. And the CDC issued this order back in September, and they said, evictions are unlawful. They're actually a crime through the end of the year. So that was through December.
Wow.
But then under the most recent coronavirus bill, Congress extended the CDC order for a month. And now the incoming administration is saying they're going to extend the order at least until August.
Wow.
So we're going to have people who have been living under this order for a year, where they have tenants that haven't paid rent for more than a year.
We're talking with Caleb Kruckenberg with the New Civil Liberties Alliance. So what happens? Well, first of all, is this just for apartments? Is it just for condominiums? Or is it for any housing, any dwelling out there that is rented?
So any rental housing nationwide, you are not allowed to evict a tenant for non-payment of rent. So you potentially could evict a tenant for some other reason, like if they were involved in criminal activity or something. Ah. But if they refuse to pay rent, you cannot evict them. And it is a federal crime to try to do so.
Can his house be foreclosed on?
Yes. And that's I think, the most outrageous part of this.
Yeah.
Is the CDC order says mortgage foreclosures are still okay. And so if he's not able to pay his mortgage because his tenant's not paying the rent, which happens and is happening to a lot of my clients, if they foreclose on the house, then that tenant can be kicked out. And mm-hmm. in the meantime, the property owner's lost their house. They've lost their income. They've lost any hope of getting that money back.
I am just gobsmacked about this. So if you are renting out a house and you can't make your payment, you can't kick the tenant out, but the bank forecloses, they take control and possession of the house, they can kick the tenant out?
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's a good deal for the banks, man.
It is. And, really, I think what this is it's an illustration of the problem with an agency like the CDC making these kinds of decisions, because maybe we can accept that the pandemic has hurt a lot of people financially, mm-hmm. and maybe housing assistance is something that we should consider, but that should be considered by Congress.
Yeah.
And when
yeah,
you have an agency stepping in, they make all kinds of ridiculous decisions like this. I mean, it's just absurd for them to decide it's okay to evict someone after foreclosure, but not if they just refuse to pay rent forever.
Unbelievable. Wow. I'm just, like I said, I'm gobsmacked by that. This is literally Caleb Kruckenberg with the New Civil Liberties Alliance. This is picking winners and losers here. Again, they're picking winners and losers.
It absolutely is. And, not only does the CDC not have any statutory authority, they don't have any legal authority to do that, but it's unconstitutional what they're doing, because you know, they're going in and they're saying states aren't allowed to decide how to deal with housing policy on their own. They're saying it's a crime to use state courts. Oh. And the government can't do that. They can't just lock you out of the courthouse and tell you it's a crime to try to use the courts. That's against everything that we hold dear in our Constitution.
Unbelievable. I just see it as a great tool for, I don't know, some corrupt local municipalities to come in, ask banks to foreclose on properties, and then use those properties for low-income housing.
I think there's all kinds of scenarios like that that could happen. I think people might buy up the houses and then, you know, in the market, then they can raise rents. Sure. You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen. And really the people that are hurt are people like my clients who are small mom and pops. You know, they have like 5-6 houses.
Right.
You know, they're not this big corporate interest. They're just people earning a living. And they're the ones who are suffering.
Again, the government picking winners and losers. Caleb Kruckenberg, New Civil Liberties Alliance, I appreciate you being on the program and giving us that dreadful news, sir. Thank you very much. We'll hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? Again, the government picking winners and losers, this time in the housing market. I'm beside myself. There you go. Did you really not air President Trump's farewell speech? We had an announcement of the farewell speech, and it was not live. Remember this, was not live, and we have not gotten that audio just yet. As soon as we do, we will play parts of the president's farewell speech. I promise you that will happen. It's 4:45 right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. I'm going to play you some of the president's farewell address that he pre-taped, and it was released just a little while ago. Here's some of it.
This is a republic of proud citizens who are united by our common conviction that America is the greatest nation in all of history. We are and must always be a land of hope, of light, and of glory to all the world. This is the precious inheritance that we must safeguard at every single turn. For the past 4 years, I have worked to do just that. From a great hall of Muslim leaders in Riyadh to a great square of Polish people in Warsaw, from the floor of the Korean Assembly to the podium at the United Nations General Assembly, and from the Forbidden City in Beijing to the shadow of Mount Rushmore, I fought for you, I fought for your family, I fought for our country. Above all, I fought for America and all it stands for, and that is safe, strong, proud, and free. Now, as I prepare to hand power over to a new administration at noon on Wednesday, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Our communities will flourish. Our people will be prosperous. Our traditions will be cherished. Our faith will be strong. And our future will be brighter than ever before. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
The comments from President Donald Trump, who that was his basically his farewell address to the American people, because he will not be going to the Biden inauguration tomorrow. And why would he? Why would he? If you've got neighbors that, you know, that constantly stand outside your house and throw eggs at your house, you're going to go to a party that they throw? No, of course not. Of course not. They have disrespected this man and his followers for 4+ years. I won't even say followers, supporters. for 4+ years. They called us everything, including him, Russian agents, Russian assets. We were Nazis. We were deplorables. We were dregs of society. And these people want to play nice now. Oh, well, now we've got to have decorum. No. Sorry, I don't blame the president for not going. Good for him. Good for him. Good for him. I don't care. I do not care if Joe Biden gets butthurt that the president doesn't show up. I don't care if doctor of what I don't know, Jill Biden, is butthurt that Melania didn't have her over to the White House for tea. Who cares? Who cares? There is no decorum on the left. There is no decorum. There is no respect for anything from the people in the Democrat Party. None. So, there you go. I mean, good for the president. The greatest president that this country has ever known. He took us to heights. Oh, my gosh. This is what the Democrats could not have. They could not have this. Cannot have this. What's the president doing today? Well, he's got record low unemployment in the African-American community, the Hispanic community, the female community. He's got record low unemployment all across the board. Well, we can't have that. We'll never get back to power if that happens. What else is he doing? Well, the stock market is going like gangbusters, and our GDP is at levels that we thought weren't even possible. Oh, well, that's now we definitely got to get rid of him. What else has happened? Well, people are saying they're better off now than they were 4 years ago. That does it. Bring on the pandemic. That does it. Everything's horrible now. Everything's horrible. CNN, Zucker, telling everybody, that every story that comes out of the television screen, out of your cable box on CNN, has to go through the filter of impeachment. They impeached this man for nothing. For nothing. For a BS phone call to the Ukraine where he's saying, hey, you guys might want to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden over there. Oh, forget the fact that we have a treaty with the Ukraine that says we have to do that. We have to do that. And they have to do it if one of their citizens is doing it to us. Let's go to Gary and Marion. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing great, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. We all miss Bobby Mack, and we'll be looking forward to him coming and doing some guest shots.
Absolutely.
And I am thoroughly enjoying listening to you, brother. Wow. I sure am.
Well, thank you, Gary.
And
I appreciate it.
I called to – okay, you're very welcome. And I called with a few comments about the gentleman that called earlier about the rent problem.
Right.
I do have a close friend down in Chesney, which is down from me,
right?
In Chesney, South Carolina. He had the same problem, and he's like me. He's not overrun with money, but he has some rental properties. I probably has about half a dozen, and he run into that problem, and the tenants said, we don't have to pay.
Right.
They were that kind of people. Okay.
Yeah.
About 2 months of that, it got under his skin, and he said, okay. He just sold the house.
There you go.
He just sold it, and they had to leave then.
They got to go, got to go.
That's right. He said, I just don't like people taking advantage of me.
Good for him.
And, yes, they were Democrats. They were Democrats.
There you go.
That was the first thing I asked. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They had a Biden sign in their yard.
You know they were, Gary.
He enjoyed kicking them out.
I'll bet. Hey. Pal, I appreciate you calling in. Don't be a stranger to the program. This is the Charlie James Show on 106.3 WORD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.